Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 26th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters sources say Xiaomi plans to make electric vehicles under its own brand, produced by Great Wall Motors, launching as early as 2023. These vehicles will reportedly be aimed at the mass market, with a public announcement as early as next week. During testimony before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg committed to implementing a reinstatement of former President Trump to its platforms if Facebook's oversight board overturned his suspension. Asked if Facebook was responsible for the January 6th Capitol riots, Zuckerberg said responsibility primarily lies with those that actually broke the law, as well as those who spread content promoting it. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple is considering launching an Apple Watch model with a rugged case, potentially launching in late 2021 or early 2022. The watch would feature extra impact resistance in addition to a ruggedized case and be marketed as an additional model like the Apple Watch SE. WeWork agreed to a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, BowX Acquisition, that will take the company public with a $9 billion valuation, including debt, with the deal expected to close in the coming months. A 2019 funding round from SoftBank previously valued the company at $47 billion. The British motorcycle maker Triumph announced its TE1 electric bike project will output 107 horsepower continuously through its battery charge, offering an estimated 120 miles of range with fast charging from 0 to 80% in about 20 minutes. Triumph plans to test a prototype later this year, although it's waiting on battery prices to come down before planning any mass production. Motorola announced the G100 and G50 phones, both with 90Hz screens, 5G, and 5,000 mAh batteries, for €499 and €229, respectively. The G100 offers a Snapdragon 870 SoC with 8GB of RAM, launching in Europe and Latin America today, while the G50 offers the Snapdragon 480 and 4GB of RAM, launching in select European markets in the coming weeks. Google is internally testing a new feature for Google Assistant called Memory, which uses a stack of cards as an easy, quick way to save and find everything in one place. This serves as a central hub in the Discover section to save reminders, thoughts, and on-screen content, and will automatically extract URLs from screenshots and pull contextual information into actionable items like tracking shipments. Slack CEO Stuart Butterfield said the platform now offers the ability to leave audio messages as a beta test and is working on adding drop-in audio chat rooms as well. Butterfield also said Slack would soon roll out ephemeral video message features. The breach notification service, Have I Been Pwned, added a data breach from the credit card stealing and trading firm Carding Mafia, exposing emails, usernames, and hashed passwords for almost 300,000 users. Carding Mafia claims to have more than 500,000 users, although there appears to be no public acknowledgement of the breach. Xiaomi teased that its upcoming Mi Mix handset will feature a liquid lens, typically used in industrial applications, which use an electrical voltage to change focus and focal length. Xiaomi says it will let the camera take everything from telephoto to macro shots, with a full product announcement scheduled for March 29th. Snap confirmed it's testing a remix feature on Snapchat, initially letting users reply to snaps by recording a snap alongside the original as it plays. Snap's remix feature includes editing controls for how the reply snap is formatted, as well as tagging and permissions for who can remix content. Tencent announced PUBG Mobile surpassed 1 billion global downloads, excluding mainland China, where the game is rebranded as Game for Peace. In May 2019, the two games were the highest-grossing mobile game, generating an estimated $146 million in the month. Amazon's new Fire TV interface is rolling out to the Fire TV Stick 4K and both generations of the Fire TV Cube, with plans to bring it to the second-gen Fire TV Stick and Fire TV Smart TVs later this year. The UI, which includes user profiles and an updated home screen, originally launched on third-gen Fire TV Stick and Fire TV Stick Lite last year. Razer plans to produce its Project Hazel Concept N95 reusable face mask with RGB lighting and voice projection, first showed off at CES 2021. Pricing and release date was not announced, and it still requires certification from the US FDA. And finally, Apple partnered with Warner Music to launch Saylists in Apple Music, which are special playlists focused on helping young people with speech sound disorders. Saylists use algorithms to identify songs which repeat sounds that are difficult for those with speech disorders to pronounce, offering 10 different playlists, each focusing on a different speech sound. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.